You gonna make notes tonight?
No, I just want you. I had to put your telephone number in my depository because I had it on one of my deposit slips, and I keep those things just so long. And if you don't mind, put your address.
Food taken between regular meals is called a
snack, lunch.
And you would say that what breakfast at 7 o'clock every morning?
I eat breakfast. Uh-huh.
And yesterday
ate breakfast.
And last week,
eaten mm-hmm. breakfast.
What do you say when you want some coffee? You say, I'm going to go what some coffee?
I'm going to go?
If you want some coffee.
Oh, I'm going for a cup of coffee. Uh-huh.
How about if you were at home and you were going to get it ready to drink? What would you say?
Oh, I'm having a cup of coffee.
Do you say you make coffee or you fix coffee or what?
Well, I use instant, so there's no making to it. Just having a cup, and that's it.
What are different ways that coffee is made?
Well, it's brewed with, first of all, a percolator, a drip relator, an instant. The boiling process, of course, is the old-fashioned way. That very few people use that anymore. It's either percolator or drip relator.
What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And what do you drink it out of?
For the most part, when I work, a cup, and at home, a glass.
Do you know different names for glasses, for different shapes of glasses?
Tubs. Sometimes a cup, or just plain water glass, is of course. Sometimes it may have a stem or a barrel, or it may just have a barrel for the most part. I'd stick with barrel for the most part, because that's the most commonly used, because it's easy to wash and use more frequently, except that you use a sanitary cup, you call them Dixie cups, or something like that.
Do you call anything a goblet or a tumbler or anything like that?
Not often, not for drinking water, anyway.
The glass was on the sink and it fell off and
broke.
And you might say, I didn't
break it,
but someone has
broken the glass.
We sure do. What a lot of water. We sure do.
Drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When dinner is on the table and your family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say?
For the most part, if dinner is ready, let's eat.
How about if
let's break bread. Good expression.
If there are strangers around, would you say the same thing? Or what?
Well, so dinner is ready, let us come together and break bread.
Someone comes into the dining room and you ask him, won't you
please have a seat?
So the person what?
Sits.
Or he, in the past, he...
Oh, sat.
And no one else is standing, they had all...
Sat.